Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hmm.
Just a gentle Tuesday.
I do like my Tuesdays as gentle as possible.
Particularly, I mean, not to start on a negative note, but driving around yesterday, I saw many an overturned vehicle.
Yeah, people apparently forgot that fog is dangerous.
Yes. Oh, goodness. I was shocked by, it wasn't just in the ditch. They were upside down, wheels up.
Yeah, that's not, no bueno.
No bueno. Let's have less of that today, please, or none. How about none?
None is good. Luckily, it was a lovely drive from the Ville back to here this morning.
The Ville.
That's what we call it. That's what we call it in C-Town.
It's not C-Town.
C-Town.
I thought it was Corralville.
Corralville.
The Ville.
Seaville. The Ville.
Wow.
Whatever. That's how we do.
Corcor.
You know how we do.
What up?
Anyway, 52241 represent.
Ben's taking a call from the city of Corralville on line two.
Asking me to move to North Liberty immediately.
Please stop what you're doing,
please,
sir.
Please stop.
That's not going to happen.
But no, it struck by how the difference 24 hours made from driving in yesterday, which was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't see anything, to today where it's like, oh, I forgot what Swisher looks like at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Swisher looks dark, by the way, dark. At 4:30 in the morning. That's what it looks like.
I was just going to ask, how are the bright lights of Swisher?
Dark, yeah. There's not a lot. And you know what? If it were up to me, the Ville would be pretty light, pretty dark at 4:30.
Yeah.
AM or PM. Let's just be honest.
Doesn't matter when.
Does not matter.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, we are fired up and ready to do a little bit of science.
I do love some science.
We are. Yeah, we can't wait till Friday this week. Normally, it's like a nerd news sciencey Friday, but no. We're going to do a little bit of food science today to see if we can heat up a slice of leftover pizza on an iron.
Apparently, this is a thing, enough so that warnings were issued about making sure you clean off an iron in a hotel.
Yes.
Before you use it, because otherwise you could stain your shirt.
Some travel expert thought that was the warning that needed to be made, and I appreciate the warning, but the only thing you and I took away from it is, like, we can heat up pizza with an iron?
Exactly.
We gotta try this!
And you know what? At the end of this science experiment, there's pizza, which is pretty much...
That's a beautiful thing.
We cannot go wrong here.
No, and we won't.
No.
No, it's win. Win.
And you, before, as we were getting ready to go on the air, you were telling me about another little wrinkle in the science that I am very excited about.
I've done a little bit more research, as a scientist does, before
of course
attempting any sort of experiment.
Yeah, that's why you have your lab coat on.
Yeah, exactly. There's other tools that we need to make this a go. So we are going to put everything we have behind this.
Yes, we do not. When we do science, we don't do a lot of science up in here.
No.
But when we do science, we do science.
All the way.
Science?
Yes, science at an 11, okay?
Yes.
We're taking it to the limit today.
That's right.
And since we're talking pizza today, I thought that this was an interesting little tidbit. The next big thing in pizza could be guacamole.
No. Zero of 10, do not recommend.
Well, it's coming to us from Team Guacamole, the people who make holy guacamole.
Well, in that case.
They're behind the push. They did a poll and they found that 74% of people would reach for guacamole at a Super Bowl party. 91% would reach for pizza. So what if we put them both together? Not a lot of people have tried that, but what if we did?
Well, if you If you dipped your, I just don't like guacamole, but if you dipped your crust in it the way you dip it in ranch, that could work.
That could work. I could see that.
That's just basically a big, thick cracker.
They're doing a big campaign, guacafypizza.com, and they're asking people to do this. How would you go about doing it? I like the idea of use the crust.
Yeah, that, because, you know, once... You know, I know that some people like salsa and their guacamole, so I guess the tomato goes with it. But then there's cheese and that, all of the topping stuff, that gets weird to me. That just doesn't strike me as workable. But like just crust itself.
It's doable for me. I think I would try like something mild. I'm not going to do like a pineapple.
No.
There's not going to be any sauerkraut on the pizza that I'm putting with the guac.
Maybe just cheese.
Yeah. Like a cheese pizza. Maybe a pepperoni. I don't know.
Gutsy.
It's very gutsy. I don't know if it'll work, but hey, for science, I'll do anything.
For pizza science.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
for pizza science.
That is what we are here. We if there's one thing that we're about up in here, it is the science of pizza.
I'm a very specific kind of scientist.
Absolutely. We, you know, let's be honest. There's only so much we can, they trust us with sciency. Cloudy today, up around 38. Then the next few days are going to be gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
In fact, yesterday I had to come back to work after I went home. And it was warm enough that I did not feel as though I needed to wear a coat. I didn't, in fact.
I didn't either. Yeah. I didn't grab it in the afternoon.
It was beautiful.
I paid for it when the sun went down, but, you know, it was fine.
So it's going to be cloudy with some fog, 29 tonight. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny and 44. And then it just keeps getting warmer from there to the point where on Saturday, the expected high is 53.
What?
53.
Welcome spring.
I know that makes me nervous for what it will follow, but I am down. I'm here for it.
We're gonna pay, aren't we? We're gonna pay dearly. It's gonna be April.
Let's see here. The groundhog comes on Friday. So that would kind of make sense. He's gonna come out. He'll see his shadow. We'll have one awesome day, and then whoa.
Don't ruin this, you little rodent.
Yeah, that's right.
We did all of winter in 1 week, so let us have this.
We did it for you. We did it for you, Phil.
Let us be.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I just want to be completely honest because it was an accident, all right?
Oh, that's what they all say.
First things first, I'm going to admit to what happened. I'm not proud of the way that it happened, but I think that it was mostly unavoidable.
The setup is pretty amazing. I feel like it's going to be somewhat anticlimactic.
Well, it's not a me problem because I think that this happens to people all the time. Okay. It wasn't my fault per se. I was driving, I was doing the after school pickup thing, which is just, you know, part of the regular routine. And I'm driving and I'm going down this road that is kind of like, it's by an open field. So there's a lot of like, not a lot of traffic, but there's animals.
Sure.
Okay. And a poor gray squirrel just darted out in front of me.
Oh.
And he did that thing where he's like, oh, shoot, there's a car. I should go back. No, I really need to get over to this side of the street. No, I should not die. I should go over here. And he was bobbing in and out. He could not make up his mind which way he wanted to go. And I was like, I'll swerve to avoid him.
And oh, no.
And he and I made the exact same opposite decision at the exact same time. And I hit the squirrel.
Oh, squirrely.
The squirrel is no longer with us, so I would like to apologize to that squirrel's family because I'm sure he had something that was really important that he'd get to, like,
to dinner. The other side. Yeah. Yeah. I think all things considered.
Yeah.
You were trying. The squirrel couldn't make up his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there needs to be too much guilt here. I think...
feel
I think
so
if
bad.
You I think if you take the squirrel's family a casserole,
yeah,
that, you know, show up at the funeral.
I'm just gonna make a casserole and just leave it on the side of the road.
Maybe
approximately where it was.
You know, maybe you pay for the funeral.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is of course a shoebox.
Oh, I should have gone back. I didn't even go. See, I'm so cold hearted. But I did feel bad, like in the pickup line, all you have to do is tell them like your kid's name and they're like, okay, we'll go get, you know, little Cora. And he's like, how's it going? Just all you need to say is fine. I just blurt out, I just killed this girl. It was the most awkward thing I could have possibly done. The most awkward. Like, he doesn't need to know. He doesn't care.
I just want to get your kid, but it's nice to know that you're a murderer.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to do with that. But thank you for that burden.
Oh, yeah. What am I supposed to do now?
Okay, lady. So sorry I'm so awkward, bud.
Yeah, you know, if you weren't awkward, you wouldn't enjoy this job. We are the most awkward people.
Awkward folk.
Yep. So Danson Eric Hansen has been off since not last Friday, the Friday before.
Yes. I got a proof of life text message.
Excellent. We've gotten pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten emails. But I'm a little concerned because everybody here at the Radio Ranch has been like the last few counting down the days for me. It's like, hey, you're almost done. He's going to be back on Wednesday, right? You're
Wednesday?
All set. You know, you've only just one more day, just one more.
Hang in there, baby.
One more sleep.
Yep.
You got this. You can do this thing. And all I can think of is, oh my God, he got COVID on the plane. He got the just whatever sniffle drips, the whatever keeps him away from.
The royal family keeps going to the hospital, the king's prostate, and all the things.
Something's going around England.
What if he picked up a bad prostate? Yeah.
You know what? If he's got a bad prostate, he just needs to come in and suck that one up. You know, but
I'm just saying, you're right. What if he picked it up? What? Germs being what they are.
He's just going to have to go potty a lot during the show. And we're going to be okay with that. All I can think of is, you know, my first thought was last day, let's finish strong.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing. And then my second thought was, oh my God, he's so sick right now. it's 6:21 and Shannon's making soup.
Yep.
And just, you know, he's in a pile of blankets.
He's never going to make it.
Hot water bottle on his head.
Yeah.
Thermometer sticking out. All because I enjoyed people helping me count down.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay. God, he'll be back.
Yes. Everybody cross your fingers. We all do it together. The Iowa Department of Education has announced fall enrollment numbers for 2022 or 23/24. Private school enrollment was up 7.4%. Public school enrollment down 0.5%. The changes come after a new state law provided education savings accounts for those attending private schools. The account let Iowa's families apply for around $7,600 for each student for private school expenses, including tuitions and fees. AAA Iowa points out that now, with more inclement weather likely before the end of winter, now is a good time to do basic preventative maintenance on your car, like checking your suspension and alignment, along with tires for pressure and tread depth. A spokesman says replacing a wheel and tire combination can run several hundred dollars, and suspension damage like shocks, struts, or tie rods could quickly bounce into the $1,000 range.
Woo!
Yeah, so be
I've
careful.
Been thinking about that with like ruts and potholes and
yeah. This I think is a fantastical idea. I am pro. A University of Iowa accounting professor wants America to adopt a program currently running in the UK, Denmark, Sweden, and Spain. It's called Ready Return, where the government does your taxes for you.
Yes.
Basically, what they do is
yes, that
they take all of your information, they spit it into a completed return, and they send it to you.
Okay.
You look at it, you're like, okay, that's cool. You sign it, send it back.
When can we pass this?
Yeah,
let's
I know, right?
Let's do it.
Professor Ryan Wilson says our current electronic filing process is automated, so it wouldn't be a huge stretch for the IRS to go to the next step and prepare our taxes, too.
Sure.
Let's go.
Yes.
That is, oh, science, baby.
That's a beautiful thing.
That is almost as good as pizza science right there. No taxes. Let's go. It's got us feeling all right this morning. The Horizons organization does some pretty good stuff in Eastern Iowa, like Meals on Wheels for the elderly service. And now they're asking for some help spreading the love for Valentine's Day. Horizons is trying to collect 1,000 homemade Valentine's cards that they can take to seniors as they deliver meals on Valentine's Day.
That is such a cute idea.
Yes. Melissa Wall from Horizons says this season of love is an important time for clients who are homebound. We like to be able to provide them more than just the meal you might be seeing going out right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, because that connection is so important, too, is just, you know, talking to somebody.
And a lot of these people, you know, don't get out of the house at all, especially this time of year when it's so dang nasty out that even the human connection from a card probably means a lot.
Absolutely.
So if you want to help them out, their website is horizonsfamily.org.
That'd be a fun project for some kids to do.
School classes.
Hello.
Cub Scout troops.
I love
Girl Scouts. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Horizonsfamily.org is the website. That is what's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, ever since Justin Timberlake has tried to mount his comeback into music, Britney Spears fans are just not having it.
No, not enjoying it.
Not at all, particularly after what she revealed in her memoir about Justin Timberlake when they were together, dating. She ended up getting an abortion because he didn't want to be a father. And her fans have not forgiven. However, it looks like maybe Britney has. She posted on Instagram addressing Justin Timberlake saying, "I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. If I offended any people I genuinely care about, I'm deeply sorry. I also want to say I'm in love with Justin Timberlake's new song, Selfish. It's so good. How come every time I see Justin and Jimmy Fallon together, I laugh so hard? P.S. Sanctified is a wow, too."
Okay.
That's an olive branch.
A big one.
Sanctified is another track from Justin Timberlake. He performed it live on Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
It is a banger.
And appeared with Jimmy Fallon in a skit that they used to do back in the day, the Barry Gibb talk show.
Which is one of my very favorite SNL bits. So funny.
So funny. So Britney, a big fan of that Saturday Night Live gig that they just did this past weekend, and kind of offering an olive branch and maybe just calling the fans down a little
bit. Which is nice because, you know, and you know, it can't all be bad.
Right. And even if, like, this is what happened back then and you didn't know that, now you know, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
And we don't need to have any ugliness now because of it.
They were both kids.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So everybody calm
down. Take a breath.
Speaking of calming down, Kanye West lost it on a TMZ reporter, you know, those paparazzi are hounding him with questions yesterday. And there was a report that came out that said Kanye banned his wife, Bianca Censori, from social media, supposedly for her own protection. He didn't want her to see what was on social media. So Kanye West is walking down the street and one of the TMZ reporters is asking about it and asked Kanye if his wife actually has her own free will or if he controls her.
Oh.
So Kanye got upset by the question.
Yeah.
He grabbed the female paparazzi's phone away and started cussing her out.
Wow.
Yeah. Then he started asking her for her personal information, berated her for like 3 minutes, and then offered to pay her twice whatever she's making from TMZ to just leave him alone. And finally, he gave the phone back and walked away.
Well, all of that is wonderful. I can't be mad. Like you said earlier, I can't be mad at him.
I get where you're coming from because they're annoying, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And those questions are not okay.
No, and that's just cruel. A, you know, you don't know if it's even true.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if Mrs. Ye is cool, what business is it of ours?
Right.
But also, I just want to reflect on the fact that he called himself a grown-ass superhero.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I feel like there needs to be some exploration of his feeling that he is a superhero and, you know, perhaps a comic book, perhaps a graphic novel.
Tell me more about this.
Perhaps a movie. That is a movie I would stand in line to see.
It'd be bizarre.
Kanye West, : grown-ass superhero.
Surprise.
I will pay for the popcorn. Let's go.
Yeah. It's interesting. You can't get that on your streaming services. But right now there is a new documentary. It's called The Greatest Night in Pop. It's on Netflix. And it's all about the making of the Super Smash hit We Are the World, when all of those pop stars got together, recorded a song, and tried to do some good. It all started because right after the 1985 American Music Awards, they got a bunch of people together in one go. They're like, we know you cleared your calendar for this. Why don't you come to the recording studio and we put down a track?
Hey, while you're at it, you might as well do this.
Made it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also like, I want you, not you. And one of the not yous was Madonna.
Oh, wow.
Madonna specifically was not invited because some of the organizers felt that she wasn't a good enough singer. So they're like, let's do Cyndi Lauper instead. And Madonna heard about this and it broke her heart.
Well, yeah.
It's really mean.
That's just mean.
Madonna would have liked to have participated. Meanwhile, you get Dan Aykroyd in there.
Right?
Who's not a singer. He just happened to have a talent manager. He was having a conversation with the talent manager and the guy invited him and so he went.
Yeah, it's always...
It's weird how it's like exclusive, but Dan Aykroyd can come.
That's always... Even when I was a, because that came out, I'm not going to say how old I was, but I was a young kid.
Impressionable.
Yes, and saw the video for that. And even I'm like, why is that guy in here? Because one of these things is not like the other.
It's a bunch of musicians and Dan Aykroyd.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I guess at some point it's like, well, just throw the door open.
Yeah, might as well.
Get him in here. Not you, but come on in.
Yeah.
There's also, it wasn't just people, apparently.
Oh.
It was bring your own pet. And Michael Jackson brought one of his pets, and it super freaked Lionel Richie out.
I am sick of these mother flipping snakes in this mother flipping studio.
Get out of there, Lionel.
Oh,
get out of there.
No, thank you. 0 of 10. Do not recommend. Nope. Won't subscribe. Not having it.
But I would like to watch the documentary and see if we can see the snake in the making of.
Yes. Plus, I want to see if they interview Dan Aykroyd to be like, because he's been getting crap about it for 40 years. What's your take on it, buddy?
I just showed up.
Somebody just invited me, man. I don't know what you want me to do.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Science is happening today. It is real live pizza science.
That's right. Now, if you've been following along, the other day we heard a story where
it's more of a warning.
A warning from a
travel expert that, you know what, you might need to check the iron at your hotel when you're traveling. If you want to use that iron on your clothes, just double check it, because there can be pizza grease or sauce or something left over on the iron. And you and I are like, why would there be pizza on an iron?
Right, exactly, because that doesn't make any sense.
Apparently, it is a universal truth among airline pilots that heating up a slice of pizza on the clothing iron in your hotel room is a really good way to do it.
Which then got us to thinking, how do we get pizza in for breakfast? Oh, we could... we could try this.
Yes, our inspiration was twofold. Is it really possible to heat the pizza on an iron? And also, can we have pizza?
Yes.
And the answer was yes.
Yes. And so we have gotten, we went yesterday, producer Ben went and got us a breakfast pizza from our local favorite breakfast pizza establishment.
So hopefully it works just the same as, you know, regular saucy pizza. This is more of a cheese-based pizza.
Yes. And you brought in an iron.
I have my iron. I have set it to linen, which is as hot as it will go, and I turned off the steam.
Which
When, just seems like a good idea.
It does, because if you steam it, then the crust is going to get soggy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to turn off the steam.
Nobody wants a soggy crust. That's why we're heating it on a clothing iron anyway.
Well, exactly. If we wanted soggy, we'd just eat it straight out of the refrigerator.
And I'm really sorry, but like this is not a food safe thing. Can I use a piece of parchment paper?
I feel like you should.
I feel like that's going to be safer than just putting the pizza directly on the iron that is not food safe.
Well, only if you ever want to use the iron again.
I kind of do. I mean, not a lot. But a little. Ironing is not my favorite thing.
That's what poor Nick is for.
Exactly.
So we have our plate full of breakfast pizza.
Yep.
And we have our iron with our parchment paper on it.
And then my question was then how do you heat the top? And as I was watching a how-to tutorial video, because, you know, science, I did see that you're supposed to heat the top using a hairdryer.
So this is really a two-part operation. We have the pizza, which is now being placed upon the iron, on a parchment paper on the iron. Mm-hmm. And now we go to the world's oldest
hairdryer. I found a hairdryer at the radio station.
This I don't want to say this hairdryer is old, but it has the call letters to a radio station we no longer own.
It's a Windmere Boss 1250.
And it's got like
a Windmere.
It's got like a little attachment on the back of it to I don't even know what that attachment's supposed to do.
It's a diffuser, Brian. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
This diffuser is going to really place the air very particularly on this pizza. I think this is going to help us.
So we've got, setting the stage, mm-hmm. We have an iron with pizza on it right now.
Do you smell pizza yet?
I do not.
I'm kind of getting a little whiff.
Okay, but it's early yet, and I'm on the other side of the room. Which, by the way,
producer Ben just mic'd to the pizza. Did you hear the pizza? Give it to him again, Ben.
Oh, that sounds...
That's the sound of pizza cooking
on an
ice.
That sounds like pizza is warming. By the way, if you want to see this, and trust me, you do, the video will be up later today at KZIA.com.
It's my own how-to.
So,
okay, are you ready to heat the top?
Let's see how the hot top goes.
This seems ridiculous.
So,
is this like convection cooking?
You basically reinvented the air fryer, is what you've done.
Now I
can smell it.
Every day? No, this doesn't work for me. But I am in my hotel room and I really need a slice of pizza. And I want it heated just so.
This is literally...
This is so stupid.
It is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
This is so dumb.
And yet, I literally...
It's working.
It seems to be working because I can now smell it. I am on the other side of the room from Claire and producer Ben, and I could not smell it. And ever since we went to the heating,
now you smell it?
The hair dryer, I can smell it.
It is heating up the crust. I don't know that the hair dryer is really working on the cheese on top, but you know what? The heat from the iron coming up and then the hair dryer wind is pushing it all back down.
It's absolutely science.
I feel like I want to, put this whole contraption in a bag so that the heat all stays in one area, kind of like an oven.
Yeah, basically.
I think what I'm describing is an oven.
Yeah, I think what you're describing is the air fryer is basically what it is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a minute and see what's going on with our pizza on the oven from Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Science is going on right now in the Morning Scramble studio.
Mommy, what did you do at work today? Well, darling, I did science.
Yes.
Pizza science.
So we have been, if you missed the beginning,
look out for bacon!
We've
got blowing bacon!
Oh, we've got blowing bacon. We have a piece of breakfast pizza sitting on an iron after we heard that you could warm up pizza on an iron. We decided to put this to the test because we believe in science.
Yes, and if this works, what a gift to humanity.
So after watching a video, you discovered that the other trick to this is using a hairdryer on the top.
Yes, I did consider what is going to happen. How do you melt the cheese? We need to trap the heat and push the heat from the iron back down to melt the cheese. So what's going to do that? Of course, your handy dandy hotel blow dryer.
And we found one that is, I don't know, older than producer Ben.
I think this was the original hairdryer.
It might be.
Like, this was the first one they ever made.
The first one?
Yeah.
So right now, we are heating the bottom. Now, we are on to the second piece. You have
provided me. You got your slice?
I have my slice here.
I think I'm pleased with at least how this one looks.
The crust is impressively crispy.
Crisp? Would you say this? Freshly pressed?
I would say it is freshly pressed. Yeah. I do not see any wrinkles. And
okay.
And it is not flopping. The top is not as warm as I would have expected, but it is the oldest hair dryer in the history of hair dryers.
I wanted to see if there's any iron spots on the underside.
No, it does look like there's a little scorch mark, but I don't know if that's from the original bake or not.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. Huh. So I think we have to go in. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to take a test bite of our pizza.
Mmm. Crispy.
That is good.
Cheesy? I mean, that worked.
Oh, it officially works.
It works. You can totally do this.
Yeah. In fact, I would say the crust is better than it was yesterday.
I agree.
When it was fresh.
I agree. Oh my gosh. Pizza iron.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have determined that this is an actual thing.
I can actually use this way more often than I'm currently using this iron. Can confirm.
Science is, science is really a thing.
It's real, people.
And we have determined that, yes, in fact, you can.
That's good.
You can put pizza on an iron and it will work.
It works. And it's delicious.
Talking about music,
memories, and life.
It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Ah, wonderful memories. You know, thinking about music and yourself just a little bit, too. As we're getting closer to flipping the calendar, getting into February, maybe thinking about Valentine's Day, started thinking about not just the song, like love songs, but artists that you really, really love. And what is the song that made you fall in love with whatever artist you're thinking of?
Because if you love a particular artist, there's got to be one song. That was the first one that you heard. You're like,
yep,
I love this. I need more of this person.
And I just want to mainline the whole album or all the albums, whatever it is.
Celebrate the entire catalog.
Yes.
And so the question that we ask is, what song is that? What song is it that made you fall in love with your favorite artiste?
Now, I, like you, Brian, I think we discussed earlier that, like, I like a lot of different artists.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard for me to say that I only like this one. I've celebrated many artists throughout many different phases in my life. And there's a lot of songs. But as I have been spending some time with my daughter's in show choir and she's been singing some songs, and it made me remember an artist that I got super, super into. So my response for this Songversation is this little song from Josh Groban. A Breath Away by Josh Groban. I heard this song and I was like, oh my wonderful God, it's a beautiful song. Who is that? And then I got into, like, I bought the album. I bought the next album after that. I listened to this before I, like, falling to sleep. A lot of it's not even in English. There's like big operatic, like Italian and French songs on the album. But I was just like, his voice is so stunning. And I was so moved by that song in particular.
That is.
I got into it in a big way. Big way.
So this, like we talked about, this was really hard for me because I'm more of a song guy.
Mm.
Like, you know, if you said, you know, what artist makes your favorite song? I could have ripped off tons of them.
Tons.
But to do the favorite artist thing. So I cheated a little bit. I went into my phone and I found the artist that I had the most songs by.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I'm like, well, let's be
fair.
Let's be fair about this. And surprisingly, The artist that I have the most songs by.
Please say Cardi B.
Is not Cardi B.
What? Oh, man.
It's Flo Rida.
What?
Hmm.
Yes, stump producer Ben.
Even Ben's like, what?
Didn't have you pegged.
Up is down, black is white, dogs are lying with cats.
Huh.
It is not my thing. And I figured out, now I have liked Flo Rida since he came out, but the song that I think put me over the edge is, which by the way, that and all of your favorite 80s songs can be heard anytime on 95.1 and 98.5 Smart FM.
This is exactly like when my mom's like, oh, that's an old song that I used to listen. What?
Yes, exactly. So I think that's where it took me to, is that it's like, oh, the first time I heard that, I'm like, oh, yes.
And this person is special and smart because they realize that this is a great song.
Absolutely.
And so you're a genius for doing this.
Yes, exactly. Ben, do you have one?
Respect.
I do, yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Let's
take a break, then we'll come back and we'll hear what Ben has.
Fantastic.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
And we have been talking about Songversations this morning.
Yes, a very special question, wondering what is the song that you heard and it just made you fall in love with one of your favorite artists.
Now, you had a Josh Groban song.
I got really into him in a big way. Once I heard A Breath Away Is Not Far to Where You Are, I was just enchanted.
Oh, yes. And I apparently surprised everybody by going Flo Rida.
Did not see that coming.
I got to be honest. When I figured out, when I went through my phone, I'm like, all right, who has the most songs? Even I was like, really?
Flo Rida? Really?
Flo Rida.
Okay.
Producer Ben, you have one. Do you want to tell us where it kind of came from?
Well, the artist I chose might sound kind of familiar. Fall Out Boy, Thanks for the Memories.
Classic.
Which is a great record. Song.
Fall Out Boy is one of my favorite bands right now, and the best concert I've been to was the Hella Mega Tour in Chicago at Wrigley Field, which was Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and Green Day.
That was a cool collab.
Yeah.
Yes. And this song in particular, I remember it was on one of those like karaoke video games, and I would sing it all the time when I was younger.
Just thanks for the memories.
Yeah, this is the first song that comes to mind when I think of like singing karaoke.
Okay. Let her rip, Ben. Go ahead.
He's not in the...
Oh, this week you're all shy.
One more time. Thanks for the memories.
That's because he's not in the bathroom.
Hey, he's more comfortable in the men's room here at Z102.9 doing his singing.
If only I had the toilet
That's
flush.
Why I'm being recorded secretly.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.